Today we talk about being a fool, so stay tuned. So, the idea of being a fool, I think that it's something that I have definitely learned how to do with a little bit more grace over time, because I've done a lot of foolish things, I failed at a lot of things, I messed a lot of things up, all that good stuff. So, it's something that I do have a fair amount of experience with as far as it goes as being a fool. And it's something that I think is important that we learn to love to be a fool. You need to love making mistakes and losing, because when you do that, you learn. Because when you are doing everything right, it's like you're not learning anything. You're just kind of going through the motions. And it's when you hit bumps in the road and when things start to fall apart that you learn. Maybe you shouldn't do that and kind of get to adjust. And being a fool is necessary if you want to grow and learn, because I forget who said it, but it's something along the lines of, whoever asks a question is a fool for a moment, but whoever doesn't is a fool for eternity or something like that. Where it's like, you need to be willing to mess up a little bit, and you need to be willing to lose in order to win. And it's not something you should feel guilty about when you don't get everything right, because it's like, how are you supposed to get everything right? How are you supposed to not make mistakes? How are you supposed to be perfect? It's like, you're not. And a lot of that goes into what I was talking about not caring about other people's judgment, because everybody else is losing plenty on their own. And if someone has the time to take out of their day to consume a piece of content you put out, or to listen to what you are saying, or to talk to you, and then to take more time to put hate out, it's like, I feel worse for that person. I feel bad for someone who that's what they're doing with their life. And to be a master, to be really good at something, you know, the fool precedes the master. Everyone starts from somewhere. It's the same thing, like, okay, if you want to get in shape, it's because you're not in shape now, but one day you will be. And when you look at people who are in really good shape, who have mastered it, they used to not be in really good shape. You're not just magically one day able to do 100 push-ups if you just talk about it, or if you're not at one point bad at push-ups. You have to start doing push-ups every day. And eventually, you know, if you're like, oh, I'm going to sit down and do 100 push-ups a day, the first day you're not going to do 100 push-ups a day, that's for sure. You might get 1 or 2 or 5 or 10. And you're going to fail at getting 100, but you're going to be a little bit closer, and you're trying, and you're learning. And, I mean, physiologically, your body's learning how to do it better, and you're learning in your head how to do it better, and, like, you're practicing the skill, and then eventually you'll become a master at it. It's the same thing in life. It's the same thing in relationships. It's the same thing in self-development. It's like, I've put a lot of effort into character development over the last year and a half, 2 years. And then I kind of got into a little bit before that, but it's like, it's because I needed character development that I got into it. It's because I needed to be a better person that I started becoming a better person. It's because I was a fool. I decided to start like learning how to be how to be in the world. It's, you need to be a fool before you're a master. You need to not know things before you know them. And that's completely okay. That's the natural way things are supposed to work. You shouldn't feel guilty and ashamed of that. You know, and the funny thing is when you're openly a fool and an idiot and you mess things up and you own it and you try again, people respect you for it. People look up to that in a lot of ways. Like, think about someone who you respect and admire. Odds are they have a lot of losses under their belt. But if they've tried 100 times and they've messed up 90, that's still 10 wins. And if you've tried once and you messed up once, you only have one loss, but you have no wins. They have 90 losses and 10 wins. And I think that a lot of people don't show all of their losses enough. I think that's the crazy thing when people say, like, oh, he's an overnight success. I mean, at this point in time, it's almost cliche, but like, that's not a thing. It doesn't happen. It's like, there's a lot of grinding and working up to that point. Maybe you didn't know about them until, like, one night they kind of grew rapidly. Or in a few weeks, it's like someone grew rapidly. And that happens a lot with people, like, okay, like a comic. A lot of times, like, they come out with a bit or they come out with a show and they kind of blow up. And everyone's like, oh, it's an overnight success. No, it's not. They honed and worked on that craft for years. Or sometimes with no success. And they messed up along the way and they got booed off stage. And that's part of the process. You're going to get booed off the stage at interviews, at every arena in life, at least once, probably more than once. And that's okay. It doesn't mean it's fair, too, because, like, if you lose, that's what's supposed to happen, because guess what? You're not good enough. I've lost at a lot of things because I'm not good enough. Doesn't mean I'm like some horrible person who doesn't deserve like kindness and compassion, or like I'm some horrible thing because I can't win at everything or because I'm not perfect. It's like nobody's perfect, nobody wins at anything. And I think that's something that we all know but don't like to admit enough. And you have to learn to love the losses more than the wins, because like that's one thing I think's been interesting for me is like I used to really hate feeling, I'm trying to think of a way to word this so that I don't, so that I word it correctly. I used to hate feeling bad about myself, and now part of me loves it, because when I'm feeling kind of down, like, oh man, you messed this up, it's because guess what? I usually mess something up, and I've learned to love that feeling of, like, you're not all you can be, because that's how I know where I need to grow and change and evolve to become closer to what I can be. Because if you go and make a sale, like say you go and make a sales presentation, I used to do some sales work and stuff, and a lot of the time when you go and you try to sell something, you're going to be told no, and maybe it was the wrong person. Maybe they don't believe in your product. Maybe you're just not good enough at what you're doing, or some combination of all three. Well, you didn't deserve to make the sale. It's not unfair, and it doesn't do you any good to think otherwise. When you're a fool, it shows that you're humble and that you're self-confident, and it's not something a lot of people are okay with doing super openly at first. I did an episode of the podcast, this is just coming to mind, like over a year, not over a year, like about a year ago, it was sometime last February, and I called it like the website parentheses fail or something like that. I don't know. But I tried to make this whole website thing happen with some cool like comment section where people can talk and communicate about the podcast and all that stuff. And that whole little project that I spent like 2 weeks on really blew up in my face in a big way. And I made an episode about it because I wasn't good enough at getting the website together to have a website. It's fair and it's just and it's pure and it's one of the things that's good about it. And I think that when you fail at things and when you lose, it's something that I've learned is a good thing, because you get to learn and use it almost as a data point of where maybe you're lacking or you're not quite there yet. It's motivating, because then you're like, well, now I really have to step it up. Because like for me, like if I really lose at something, do really bad at something, or I really mess something up, that's such a drive to not do it again. To kind of like show myself up. And it's kind of like the cliche, like, you know, I did it because you said I couldn't type thing. And I always thought that that was kind of a silly thing, almost, or kind of like a motivational speaking cliche, until I realized in hindsight how actually true it is. Because when you learn to love to lose, when you learn to love being a fool and getting things wrong, and you learn to love the game of overcoming and learning, that's when you win. Not because you did it right, but because you're growing and evolving and changing and learning. And everything else that comes along with it is so much better. And I think it's a super cool skill to learn to love to be a fool and to lose. And something that I've learned that you should try no matter what. My experience, it's like, if I'm afraid that's not going to work out, just go with it anyway. Because you know what? Maybe you'll surprise yourself and it works out and it's amazing. And maybe you are right and you lose, but you at least learned and you at least tried. You don't have to live with the regret the rest of your life that you didn't do it. And that to me is scarier than anything. I've been saying that a lot because it's like, you're so afraid of losing, of taking a loss. You're so afraid of that, that you don't try, you don't go for it. It's like when you're 90 and you're never able to go for it, well, there's nothing you can do about it because that's it, you're done. And I think when I've talked to people who are older, I've never heard them regret losing. I've heard them regret not trying. Because if you take a loss, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to knock you out of the game of life or something. I mean, there's probably exceptions to that, but like, if you feel like you should really switch careers, or you feel you should really tell someone something, just have a feeling that something's right, it's important, in my opinion, to just go for it. That's something Aristotle was actually a huge believer in. Is blindly following your conscience. And he basically considered his conscience as like his daemon or God or whatever it was, that little voice in your head that even when you don't know it knows. I've thought back, and every time it tells you what not to do, not what to do, but every time the little voice in your head says, maybe you shouldn't do that, if you listen to it, it usually will lead you open to either a gut feeling or the only alternative of what to do. And Aristotle believed in listening to that instinct, because that instinct knew how things were going to end up, even if he didn't. When that little voice said, you shouldn't do that because this will happen, and it happened, it's like, not knowing what it was, he was like, maybe that's something worth following. And he said that that's what made all the difference in his life. And he's someone who's still revered much later in time. And I think that you need to listen to that feeling and not be afraid of being a fool, and to learn to relish in that. Like, it sounds messed up, but at this point, I used to hate losing. I was like, man, I'm so bad. I can't do anything right. Because I took it as, like, I don't deserve to win, I was like, well, that's not very good, because if I don't deserve to win, it means I'm no good. But in all reality, it's like, I didn't deserve to win because I wasn't good enough, but I can be. And because I lost, I can see what needs to improve and change. Because every time I didn't make a sale, it's because I was like, oh, I said this thing wrong, or I pushed this too hard, I didn't do this enough. Or maybe this is a different angle I should try. And then I'd do that, and then I'd adjust. And then eventually I got really, really good at selling stuff. Or eventually I was like, okay, here's an inadequacy. I'll let it burn away. And then I was a little bit closer to what I could be as a person. So I was like, okay, in this social situation or in this friendship, I messed this up. I'll take that loss and I'll evolve because of it. Because in that space of losing, of destruction, that's where growth and learning happen. And it's so, so important that you learn to love it, because it's going to happen whether you like it or not. You're not always going to win. You don't deserve to always win. That's why I don't like participation trophies. That's why a lot of people don't like it, because you don't deserve it. And it's harsh and it's brutal. If you can't tell by my voice, I'm so happy talking about it, because it's something that I think I'm always happy about. I mean, I'm not always happy in the moment of like, oh man, this didn't go through. I'm usually disappointed, but it doesn't throw me out of the game or something. And I think that that's something that a lot of people don't think of it that way, and a lot of people don't know. They're so afraid of losing that they don't try. And then if they do, they take it almost too personally. And then they don't try again. When I lose, I don't take it as a personal attack on my being. I take it as I just did something wrong and that's completely okay. And I'll do better next time. And then I try again and I do a little bit better. And maybe I mess it up again. Then I do it a little bit better the next time. And then eventually I do it right. Or I do it some semblance too right. And that's, again, I keep bouncing back to character development. It's like, it's not a one-time thing. You're going to mess things up from the day you're born to the day you die. And it's about learning how to mess them up a little bit less. Learning how to mess up less things. It's about the process of learning how to become a person that is useful and functional and doesn't mess everything up. And it's about learning to become that. That's something that I wrote a poem that's going to be in the book I publish, where basically, I wish I had thought about this and brought it out. Basically, I talk about how it's a shame that grandparents die, about how it's a shame that after decades on Earth, when you finally start to get a clue as to how to be that kind of person, when you finally have lost enough and you've finally been a fool long enough, they start to become a master at living and being, that then you're done. And I've always thought it, I don't know, that's just something that came to mind that was related to this. But it's like, being a fool's okay. And you should learn to enjoy it, because it's honestly, I think of it as fun. Because when you are winning all the time, it's like, it's boring. There's no struggle. There's no purpose. It's like, I just get bored, really. And I think that that's something that a lot of people should get more comfortable with losing, because then you'll be able to try more things and do more things and pursue passions. And I think it's an important skill and a thing that I've evolved in my mindset to have, both through just accidents, like learning to love not selling stuff. Like, that was something I sold a lot. I did a lot of sales kind of stuff when I was younger, and you lose a lot in sales and you get told a lot of no's. And I think that that was something that just kind of like accidentally evolved that. Maybe some of it's DNA and some of it's by the example of other people. And I just think it's an important mindset thing that I wanted to take some time and talk about, because I'm a fool and I want everybody to know it. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. You guys are all absolutely amazing, wonderful people for supporting me by listening. If you want to do some more to support the podcast, feel free to give in the support link below. For just the price of a cup of coffee a month, you can do a whole lot to help support the podcast. Through that link, it's a dollar a month, like just a dollar a month, and it does so much to help support me. If you want, you can share the podcast. That's super, it really hits me right in my heart whenever you guys share it and talk about it with your friends and all that stuff, because that's an important way to help share the podcast. You can stick around after my closing and listen to a quick word from our sponsor, or do none of those things and go on with your day at this point. But I just want to let you guys know that you guys are all amazing. Thank you so much for everything you guys do for me, all the support, all the love. And I just want to send all of that back out to you guys, and have a great, amazing rest of your week.